Season 2 will find its way into your ears this fall. For now, we'll explore a little backstory in this, the third minisode of our intergalactic audio drama, which we call Roswell BC, Before the Crash.
Well, it was a fitful night trying to get some sleep at John Chisholm's ranch house.
My mind was racing as it thought through my options in dealing with my accidental discovery of Eddie's true identity. At the same time, my heart was racing in two directions. Neela seemed to be falling more and more for Billy, and I was helpless to stop her. But I was even more helpless when it came to Tolop. He and the men who had captured him were headed this direction, and I had no idea what they were up to. Tolop and I had been friends for a long time, and I was scared for him.
As I lay there trying to sleep, I couldn't help but remember when Tolop and I first met. My family had lived on several planets before moving to Trillistel, and it was never easy going to a new school.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you there.
Yeah, a lot of people don't see me.
Well, you are pretty,
short. Yeah, go ahead and say it. I'm short.
Well, anyway, I'm sorry. See you around. By the way, what's your name?
Tolop.
Good to meet you, Tolop. I'm Ryan.
Let me give you some good advice. If I were you, I wouldn't be seen with me. Some of these guys around here are, you know...
Bullies?
Yeah.
I'll take my chances. What class did you have this morning?
Space mechanics.
Really?
Yeah, I like to tinker with engines and things. Look at this.
Wow, did you make that?
Sure did.
What's it made of?
That's the hardest metal on the planet. It's what they use in all the newest spaceships. I made a special control panel out of it.
How does it work?
You really want to know?
Sure.
You're the only person who's ever asked me anything about this stuff.
I'm just curious, I guess. I like to know how things work, too.
Alright, see this button? The blue one. I've got them all color-coded. So, if you... Hold on. He's coming! I've got to hide this. I'll put it under my shirt.
Why?
It's Kai. He's walking over here. If he sees this, he'll...
Well, looks like Shorty found a friend.
No, he was just walking by. That's all. He's not my friend.
I shouldn't have known you don't have any friends, do ya?
No, sure don't. Sure don't.
So what's your name?
I'm Ryan. I just moved here.
Okay, Ryan. You can just keep walking because I got some business to do with Shorty's face.
His name is Tolop.
Hey, Ryan. Maybe you'd like to see what happens to dumb little jerks around here. Come here, Shorty. Open your mouth. I've got a knuckle sandwich coming your way.
Wait a minute. Tolop, or Shorty, just told me that he had a stomach ache. If you really want to hurt him, hit him in the stomach.
No!
That's a good idea. Thanks, Ryan. You just made a friend. Get ready, Shorty. Here comes everything I got.
Ow! What was that? I think I just broke my hand. Oh, you mean this?
By the way, you were wrong. Tolop does have a friend, and I don't want to see you messing with him ever again.
You guys are crazy. My hand hurts. I need my mommy. Thanks, Ryan.
No problem. I better get to class. Tolop, you're going to be a great spaceship engineer one day.
How about you? What do you want to be?
Someday, I want to become Trillistel's finest private detective.
That you will. That you will.
And that was how Tolop and I became friends. After we finished school, we went into business together. He built our spaceship and keeps it running. And I?
Well, I do what I do. But to tell the truth, Things wouldn't be the same without Tolip. He's more than just my engineer. He's my friend. He's been my friend for years, and I was worried about him. Plus, I knew he would be able to help me figure out what to do next.
In fact, remembering how we dealt with that bully might just be the answer. Sometimes, you have to let your enemies think you're weak when you're really hiding your greatest strength. All right, Eddie. I'm almost ready to make my next move.
Roswell, BC comes to you straight from Roswell, New Mexico. This minisode of Roswell, BC is entitled No More Bullies and features the voices of Kyle Bullock as Ryan, Jill Bailey as the feminine Ryan, Jaden Page as young Ryan, Ezekiel Barrett as young Tolip, and Benjamin Barrett as Kai, the bully. I'm proud to say these three young men are my grandsons. Jaden also helped write this minisode. The Roswell, BC theme music was composed and recorded by Brian Hunley. The artwork for our podcast cover and posters is the creation of Logan Pack. Some of the special audio effects heard in this series are courtesy of Reliquwood Media. Roswell, BC was created, written, directed, and produced by yours truly, Boyd Barrett. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Overcast, Spreaker, or TuneIn Radio. And please leave us a great review while you're there. You can also visit our website at roswellbc.com. The story is headed your way.